Hi, and welcome to my new podcast. I am so excited to start chatting with you about motherhood and its connection with intuition. So just a little bit about me. I am a newish mother with two little children. I have a toddler who is almost 3 years old and a baby who is almost one. I'm also a licensed social worker specializing in the perinatal mental health field. Now, let's dive into this week's topic to hear how mothering and intuition are one and the same for me. And if you're here, I assume you believe that too. Well, hi there. How are you doing on this wonderful Thursday? Today, I want to talk about affirmations. Oh, I love affirmations. I love them because they changed my life around. They literally did a 180 for me. Affirmations have helped me start my healing journey, and they help me whenever I need a boost. You see, instead of going out there and needing the boost from others, I'd rather give it to myself. What's amazing about being a mom, for me, is that whatever we do, our children just imitate. And in my case, it's literally word for word. Maybe that's all of you guys. Maybe it's just my son's age. I don't know. But what I do know is that my child hears every single sound, word, and song that comes out of my mouth. He imitates my facial expressions, and he imitates everything I say, and it's just amazing. It's so amazing being a parent. It really amazes me. Anyway, yesterday we went to a new park, and it was a bit further out, and we haven't had the time to go see it yet. So we went there yesterday. My toddler and I were super excited to explore it together. The park was spectacular and had amazing grass and bike paths, and it was just really exciting. A great playground area for kids. Now, my son, who is 2.5, started climbing up some of these interesting ladders they got going on there. He took one step up, and then I hear him say, "I can't." He tried again, and many times I heard him say the same thing, "I can't, I can't, I can't, mommy." I tried helping him out, but with the little baby, I just couldn't physically get him up there. So at that point, I had two choices. At first, I told him, "Yeah, you know, that looks quite hard," and I was okay with him not doing it. But the more he saw the amazing things he can do once he gets up there, he just kept trying and saying, "I can't," and stopping. Kept trying, saying, "I can't," and then stopping. At a certain point, I said, "Actually, hey, yes, you can. You got this. You got this. You got this, boy." I kept on saying that. He tried another 5 more times with my help, and it didn't go. We continued on to other parts of the playground, and he started trying other types of ladders that he saw. And suddenly, I hear this, like, sweetness in my ear. I hear him whispering to himself, "I got this. I got this." I wanted to cry. I just wanted to cry. When he said "I can't," I knew that that comes from me. It comes from those days that I'm having such a tough time with two kids that I just tell myself, "I can't, I can't." And it's those times that the baby finally fell asleep for a nap and my toddler felt the need to scream. I just freeze up and I say, "I can't, I can't. I don't want to do this. I can't, mother. I can't be a good mother." Or a time that I feel like I'm exploding, because let's be honest, you know, we all have those times. And I say it in my head, or I say it with my voice, "I can't, I can't." What's interesting is that sometimes I don't even know what I say, and then I hear my kids saying it, and then I see my self-talk being reflected back to me. So when he said "I can't" and I heard him say that at the park, it wasn't the first time I heard him say it. But I felt so sad and I felt so guilty that he's just repeating my words. And then a few minutes later, when I heard him say, "I got this," I felt so much joy, just so much joy, because I know what positive affirmations can do for him. I saw what they did for him in that moment at the park, and I know what it can do for him his whole life. And I know that all the work that I need to do on a daily basis can be literally cut in half for him if I just make it natural for him to think highly of himself, to love life, to tell himself good things, to tell himself statements of, I'm proud of you. And the other day, actually, I heard him say that to our little 8-month-old baby, I'm proud of you. My heart was just soaring when I heard him say that. I wanted to know that he's worthy, not just to know it sometimes in the middle of the day, to know it in his body and to continue saying those statements to himself that he hears me say to him. I want him to know that he's precious and needed in this world. I'm suddenly realizing what a gift I can give him. Because I need to remind myself those things on a daily basis. But what if his inner voice will be the voice he hears from me and the voice he hears me telling myself? I am love. I am light. I am worthy as hell. I am special. I am divine. How amazing can that be for him? How amazing can it be when he hears his mom tell those things to herself? And when he hears me just repeating that on autopilot during the day for him, for his brother, for their dad, for just anyone outside, for plants, for animals, for anything. This thought just gives me chills down my back, and so I thought I'd share it with you. Now, I want to help you make it a practice for yourself and your kids so that positive affirmations can be a part of your life, because it became a part of my life and I'm so, so happy about it. It doesn't matter how you grew up. It doesn't matter if you were told super negative things about yourself and that you still say those things to yourself. As Louise Hay, which is my favorite author, as she said, if it was learned, if there's a behavior that was learned, it can be unlearned. It's not natural to hate ourselves. Every baby loves themselves. So all we're trying to do is to go back to our natural state of loving ourselves. So, dear one, I have a practice for you. Go to the mirror today and say your name. For example, Leia, I love you. I really, really love you. Now, this is not my exercise. It's the exercise of Louise Hay. But it's an exercise that has transformed me, because that is how I started having a relationship with myself. I love you, Leia. I really, really love you. This will transform you, your relationship with yourself, and in turn, your relationship with your loved ones. Try it. It can be really, really hard doing this the first time. If you want, you can even try doing this in front of a mirror. And for me, it was super hard doing it. It was very hard for me to look at myself in the mirror and to approve of myself enough so that I can say these things. But at the end of the day, I think the approval doesn't need to be there for you to say these things. Just say these things. It doesn't matter if you don't like how your eyebrows look today. It doesn't matter if you still have the belly fat. It doesn't matter if you didn't like yourself as a mom today because you screamed too much. Tell yourself that you love yourself, because beyond everything else, you deserve love. And you deserve love from yourself. And when we give ourselves this love, when we give this to ourselves, we're less dependent on other people. And the love will automatically come from other people too. Do this. Because when your children see you doing this, they're going to start doing this yourself. And how amazing would that be if they learned this from you instead of having to learn it when they're 40 years old from a book or a podcast? The second thing I recommend is have a daily affirmation practice. Do it, and again, do it with your kids around. Do you all brush your teeth together? Maybe when the kids are getting into pajamas. Maybe when you're driving and you can see yourself in the mirror. Just find the time. It can be spontaneous too. And say loving things to yourself. Say at least 10 statements of I am. These are the ones that I use now, and I'll just rattle them off. And you can just create your own list. Take a few minutes and journal and write things that maybe you want to hear from other people. Maybe these are statements that you want to hear from your partner. Maybe these are statements you wish to hear from your mom. Maybe these are statements that you tell your children. Make yourself a list, print it out, put it in front of a mirror, and start saying it daily. These are my statements. I am love. I am light. I am smart. I am divine. I am earth. I am water. I am soul. I am treasure. I am wealth. I am success. I am talented. I am daring. I am capable. I am helping. I am sharing. I am peace. I am future. I am bright. I am strong. And I am me. And then I give myself the biggest hug possible. These are statements that I say with my child. I would like to say every day, but it doesn't happen every day. We say it pretty often. And he knows this. He knows how it continues. He knows how to say these words with me. He's been saying them with me for about a year now, and he's 2.5. So this is something that I feel like just became a practice with us. And it is something really, really great that I really encourage you to try doing for yourself, for your family, for your children, and for the future family that you will have. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please share it with a friend or two and give us a thumbs up and 5-star review. Thank you. I hope this episode has helped you get started in thinking about your intuition when it comes to motherhood. If it helped you even a little bit, then I'm really glad. If you think this can help one or two of your friends, it would mean the world to me if you can share this episode with them. Thank you and see you next time.